Yeah. Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time. The fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro. No intro to hit you with, because we got a brand new computer, so we don't have everything uploaded to it quite yet. But big shout out to Norale Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate it. And because we missed the intro, we got to give a big shout out, and we'll do it twice in this episode, to Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you, Carrie, your ongoing support as well. Tanner, how you doing?
Doing great.
You like your new computer?
Love my new computer. You missed me on the episodes.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I know.
So we filmed, I don't know, like 20 plus episodes, and you were in the vicinity but not in the show, so welcome back.
Yeah, hiatus.
There you go. Awesome. Well, everybody at home, as you guys know, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hey, everybody. How you doing? Name's Dave Bootler, and I'm the owner-operator of Cocktails by Boots, a mixology company here in town. We do quite a bit of service work with alcohol and non-alcoholic products in the form of mocktails or other things. We focus on drink design, menu design, staff training, pop-up bars, home events, bar mitzvahs, weddings, funerals, you name it. If you want to have a fun drink at it, we'll do it.
Have you ever done a bar mitzvah for real?
No,
okay.
Not at all.
Because I was just going to say, I don't know any, like...
But I want to.
Jewish functions that take place in this community. I've never been to one, and I would love to go to one as well.
One fun thing, I've been in town for quite a while, and I know that in the 2010 municipal census, there was a representative for every country in the world.
Okay.
Living in Fort McMurray. As a result, theory would say that we have a representative of every religion, every language, etc. So there must be something.
There must be. But I'm born and raised here, and I got to be honest, I've never seen anything.
Hmm.
So
I've never actually seen a real human being with a hat.
Me neither.
Yeah.
With any hat?
No, never.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm hat blind.
Oh my goodness. I mean, good for you. Yeah. A lot of people don't see that. That's difficult these days.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you have an event coming up, and we're going to have this episode out before that event. What is it?
Well, thank you very much for that, by the way. I know it's been difficult to schedule. We are running an Oktoberfest, Fort McMurray. It's going to be a wonderful time. We had some questions and comments about some other events that were being thrown around town and why Oktoberfest was no longer in play.
Right.
About 4 or 5 years ago, in the pre-COVID world, there was an Oktoberfest here, but the groups that were doing it just aren't doing that anymore. So me and a few other companies here in town, I mean, Cass and Nat Event Planning, as well as Outpost Wine and Sales, decided, you know what, let's do it. Let's throw an Oktoberfest.
So explain what it's going to be.
Well, we've got two events, actually, on the 29th of September, which is next Friday from the date of this recording. Not sure when you'll see it.
Yeah.
But in the afternoon, we're going to have a children's event where parents can bring their children, and they will be entertained. We're going to provide them with a little snack pack, including some pretzels with cheese, as well as they're going to get their very own custom butter beer from our non-alcoholic line. So that's exciting for children. Of course, it's full of sugar and wonderful other things that they love. But the parents, while they're there with their kids, can sample on some of our evening menu.
Cool.
Should they come in the evening, we'll have lots of live entertainment. We've got DJ Curious George. We've got Max Noseworthy, who's going to be doing some live entertainment.
Yeah.
We're going to have a wonderful local guy who's into craft beers. Dalton's going to be on stage explaining the various beers we have available.
Cool.
We're going to have, of course, our beer bar, but don't fret. 3 full-service bars will be available. So there will be cocktails, there will be wine, there will be regular spirits, there will be some domestic beers for those who may not like the Bavarian touch.
Smart. That's smart. Because I have gone to a few Oktoberfests in the past, not just Fort McMurray, but outside.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time they don't have other spirits or wine or
those
other things. And there are certain individuals who want to be a part of, like, the atmosphere that you create but would like to drink what they like.
Well, we have one rule at Cocktails by Boots. Drink what you like, how you like it.
Okay.
And that means if you like double garnish on your drinks, no alcohol in your drinks, or you avoid dark beers,
that's
cool.
Yeah.
You do you, and we'll help that.
That's awesome.
So we want to make sure that we offer that variety to everybody. We can't have everything, of course, but we do want to have a focus on specifically Bavarian German-style beers and beers from the region itself. So we do have some craft beers that are done in the Germanic style, some Hefeweizens, etc., as well as authentic beers that we've imported directly from Germany.
Nice. What kind of food are you going to have there?
We've got a couple of different food vendors who are going to be filling that need for us. I'm not 100% on the menu because, like I did say, we have three organizations who are actually running this. I'm one of them. And food was not under my purview. So
gotcha.
I do know that we will be having beer with, sorry, beer is not a food, but it could be. It's bread in a glass. We're going to be having beer cheese that will be served with the pretzels that I mentioned, aforementioned earlier. Okay. No beer in the children's version of that.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have a vendor with some strudels. I think we're going to have some bratwurst on a bun, or maybe even some schnitzels on a bun.
Okay.
We're going to have a couple of different carb-heavy items for some soakage, because people tend to use these events as a reason to imbibe a little more than they normally would, and that's okay.
Right. Very cool. So how did you get into this? Like, the alcohol component, because you seem very well-versed.
Well, I am now diagnosed with adult onset ADHD.
Okay.
What that meant for me growing up was I did not like to sleep. So once I turned about 17, I decided, you know what, like every other guy, I need to get a job. I need to do this. So I was looking for work, and then me and my friends went to a concert held at a local university. I'm from Cape Breton, so Cape Breton University, and they had the Headstones.
Okay.
And, of course, I went in. The guy's like, yeah, wet section or dry section? Oh, yeah, wet section. No, buddy, show me your ID. Well, I left it in my other pants, you know. And he's like, listen. You want to see the show from the front? Yeah. Put this on. Throws me a t-shirt that said staff.
Okay.
I've been in the game ever since.
Nice. Totally random.
Oh, yeah. Totally random.
What are the chances you remember that dude's name?
I don't.
No, of course
not
you wouldn't.
All.
I was just going to say,
no.
There's no way.
Trust me, after that night, I barely remember a lot of the
nights. That's right. That's
but,
right.
You know, it's always been in the blood, so to speak. I'm a big fan of food and beverage. I think that those people who enjoy the finer things in life tend to gravitate towards that sort of thing because it is an experience. Culinary arts is an art form as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Drink art is just exactly the same, which is why our company tends to focus on mixology, where we get to combine a little bit of mad science, a little bit of chemistry, and a lot of art for some great fun.
Nice. So what originally and how long have you been in Fort McMurray?
That's also a crazy story.
I'd love to hear
involving
a Katie
musician.
Okay.
So, back in 2003, unfortunately, my mom passed away. I was younger at the time, and one of her last wishes was to see me go back to university and get another degree.
Okay.
All right, Mom. I'll do it. You got it. Fast forward 4 years later, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. And I'm just sitting there kind of bored, and I'm working at this, actually, again, but at the exact same bar that the Headstone thing happened.
Yeah.
And it was Frosh Week in 2000, and...
What bar is that, by the way?
It was called the Pit Lounge. It was the students' bar in the university.
Okay.
To my knowledge, still operation today. We had the Tragically Hip play in September 2007 for Frosh Week. They had just finished a show in Fort McMurray, not a couple of months before. They actually got booed off the stage.
Okay.
Bottles thrown at them, cans thrown at them, and it was just a disaster.
So you talked to them and they said,
long story short,
town.
Yeah, I talked to them about it, and I had an opportunity to move out because at that time, my friend had a room in Thickwood.
Yeah.
And back in 2007, that was the dream. You needed a place to sleep. Jobs come, no problem. You needed a bed.
Yeah.
So he had that opportunity ready for me, and I was like, I don't know. You guys hate this town. They must treat it like garbage. And they went, no.
Yeah.
And then Gordon and I said to me, he said, where's your next great Canadian adventure? And I literally looked at him, thank you, Gordon Downey, the Tragically Hip. And the next day I bought a plane ticket. I moved out here 16 years ago today.
No!
From the date of this recording. It came up in my memories.
Wow!
Yep, I first stepped foot in Fort McMurray 16 years ago today.
Wow. Wow, that is dope.
Yeah,
well,
odd.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I got a totally random question for
you. Sure.
What kind of cars are you into?
Cars?
Yeah.
I'm not really.
But if, like, what kind of car do you like? Like, not to drive, just, like, to look at.
To look at? Something low, something sleek. I've always been a big fan of Impalas. I love that long, sleek, large look. Right now, I drive for functionality, and as a, you know, decade and a half Mac boy,
yeah. That's
an F-150.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
When I move, I have a lot of supplies I move to and from events, and as a result, we do need a larger.
Right.
But if I had, say, the ability to be somewhere that would have a nice vehicle all the way, all year round without having to store it,
yeah
I'd say really an old Impala.
Okay.
Maybe
cool.
Late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah, we're random here, so like.
That's cool.
Nice. Okay, so you move here. What did you first do when you came to Fort McMurray?
Look for work.
Yeah.
Right?
But back then.
Yeah.
Like, well, you got to pick kind of, like, that's the beautiful thing about Fort McMurray. You can do whatever you want to do.
Yes. And every year you spend in Fort McMurray is 5 years experience anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So I, again, having just graduated university, that's my mother's request, came out here with a background in IT service management.
Okay.
Ended up working with the municipality for 6 to 8 years. Like, a really good gig there.
Yeah.
But back to the not sleeping at night.
Yeah.
What am I going to do with myself?
Right.
So I started working at bars again.
Okay.
I said, I'm never going to bartend again. I don't want to do that. But then ended up becoming more in the security and front of house side of things. And ended up working that for a long time. And, of course, this was always in the background of the... I've always been a fan of the classic cocktails.
Okay.
And, of course, classic cocktails really took a nosedive in the 70s and 80s. People stopped wanting these fancy drinks and opted more for a gin tonic, a rye coke, a rum coke, those sort of things.
Right.
Then, credit where credit's due, the resurgence of nostalgic television, Mad Men in particular, brought back the old-fashioned.
Yeah.
And that was the gateway cocktail into this designer cocktail environment that we're seeing today.
Mm-hmm.
And there is nothing you can't do with alcohol today. We're known for a lot of our beverages. And in fact, we've won awards for our old fashions.
Nice.
In particular, because I like to do alcohol infusions. So I actually will take alcohol and put other things in them. Our maple bacon old fashioned is always a hit because I put the bacon in the booze.
That's right.
And then we actually extract the flavors from the bacon into the alcohol. So the bourbon becomes a little sweeter, a little smoother, a little saltier from the bacon. And then we take that bacon, of course, and then we use it as a garnish. Or just recently we held an event called Sippin' and Givin', where we raised almost $2,000 for the SPCA. And at that event, I had my sugar cookie-infused tequila. And it's exactly what it sounds like. We literally dumped 300 grams of sugar cookies into tequila and let that maturate. And then when we strained off the solid residue, etc., we ended up with this tequila, which is slightly amber in color.
Okay.
And it had butteriness to it that you wouldn't quite expect. But it went really, really well with the caramel and the almond milk that we paired it with to make a churro-style cocktail.
Nice. Okay, Tanner just picked up his phone. That means he's ready with his questions for the Max City Minute. That being said, before we throw it to the Max City Minute, we got to talk about Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie has awesome skin-based products for men and women. She does a whole bunch of cool things. Make sure to go to her website, Patchouli Rose. She gives me, or I purchase, all of the products for my beard. So if you got a beard, listen, you got to get Patchouli Rose products. Carrie, thank you very much for your ongoing support. Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. What is a cocktail drink that you have the most fun making?
A cocktail that I have the most fun making is probably the one that I use the most weird stuff in. So we're going to narrow that down to the after drink component. A cocktail is, generally speaking, 3 to 4 ingredients that you're going to be mixing together in different ratios. That's the science behind it. You've got your sweet, you've got your bitter, you've got your high proofness, you've got your watering down components, you've got your citrus, whatever you put in there. But it's what you do afterwards that makes the most fun. What I love is the look on people's faces when I set something on fire or I encapsulate the smoke inside of a bubble on top of their glass. Right? That, to me, the garnish moment in the delivery, that's my favorite part.
Question number two. What is your most fun moment you've had playing Dungeons & Dragons?
Wow, there's a throw. But I could go on for hours about this. But let me say that I've had a group of guys that I've hung out with on the reg for the last 15 to 20 years. We're college buddies. And we still get together every Sunday, no matter what we're doing and where we are around the world. We will Skype in, or we'll use Discord, or whatever the technology of the day is. We've gone through 6 or 7 variations of this. My favorite moment is when we have our pre-game banter that we call our blanking around time. You can fill in the blank.
Yeah, very cool. That's wild. Every Sunday? Like, people have missed and stuff, obviously.
We've missed, of course, yeah.
Like, that's a
great
tradition.
Christmas Day, for example, you know, it's not happening. But
that's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wild.
Question number three. What do you think is the best go-to foods to eat when you've had a few drinks?
Ice. No, the reality is the best food you're going to have is the liquid you put in your body, because that's going to help you absorb that alcohol at a slower metabolic rate. It also continues with the hydration component, and it's why you don't you can avoid hangover. Most people think, oh, I need to put grease in my body, or I need to put sugar in my body. No, that's actually the hair of the dog. Avoid sugar, avoid grease, avoid carbohydrates, and drink water. And that's the best thing that you can put in your body while you drink.
Expert.
Question number four. If you could see any three artists play a show today, who would you want to see?
Would they be together? Like a super band?
No, you would, like one, two, three.
Ah, I was hoping for a super band. So me and my wife actually have a really great tradition going where we spend a lot of our time off going to bands that we don't think we're going to have the opportunity to see again. So we actually have quite a few off our bucket list. Fleetwood Mac, thankfully we were able to take care of that. Rod Stewart, we're going, of course, to see The Boss next month in Edmonton. So we've got a lot of things like that checked off. But three that I missed that I would love to have. To see The Police. Sting, if you're watching, make this happen. I would love to see probably the Headstones again, because they're just a phenomenal band. I missed them when they were in playing Edmonton a few months ago, and oh, they're always so great. And you know, I'm gonna have to go back and say The Hip again. I caught them four nights in a row during their Phantom Power tour and loved it. And it's just not the same.
Your final question. What do you think is the most iconic TV show of your childhood?
Wow. Who wasn't raised by Optimus Prime?
Those have been your five questions.
Do you know about the store? What's that store that we hang out?
All Pro Products.
Get Pro Products. Have you ever been to Get Pro Products?
No. Are they on Franklin Avenue?
Yeah.
Check them out.
Bro.
They have Star Wars stuff, anime stuff.
Just take all my money.
Candies from all around the world. You like to try different, like, we're big treat fellas here, like, anything. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem. They had this
It is a problem.
Yeah, just give the dude your wallet.
That's fair. Credit card on file.
That's right. Yeah. They have these little candy pills that it looks like it's Japanese Coke. It's really small, but it's just like a little mint almost. And you put it in. And it fizzes. It tastes like pop. It's wild.
What?
Oh, you know what? We gotta give this guy the fried chicken poke stick.
Yeah.
Yup.
I've had tons of different poke, but I've never had fried chicken.
It's unreal. It's
savory poke?
Like it's like a poke stick, but when you eat it, it's like it tastes like fried chicken. It's uncanny. It's kind of weird because I don't like it personally. You want to eat it on camera?
Yeah, sure. Live reaction time.
So. You know what fried chicken tastes like, obviously.
Yeah. You don't get to be this big and not know fried chicken.
So, you know what a poke stick is.
On a pretzel?
And so, fried chicken is supposed to be like chicken.
Okay.
This tastes like it, but it tastes like a bread, and you're just like, what is going on? It's like, messes with your taste buds and your mind, for me anyways.
So, at first, the olfactory senses are going on overdrive here. I'm getting a lot of garlic, different herbs and spices for sure. Cumin is right up there. And those are all components that you're going to see in a good fried chicken. Obviously, it's a pretzel stick.
Nope.
I'm wondering if it has been pre-soaked, or pretzels are made by dough that's been boiled and then baked. So I'm wondering if the boiling factor added a lot of these flavors. Let's see what it tastes like. First of all, for the audio. Oh, we got that crack.
Nice, we did.
Salt, garlic powder, chili powder, cumin. Fried chicken stick.
I'm saying, wild.
Insanity. Now, the only thing that can make this better, I'm going to grind this up and coat a chicken breast with it.
It's wild.
That's amazing.
How do you get fried chicken in a stick?
Anytime that you infuse a weird flavor into something, typically what's used is the process of maturation.
Yeah.
Maturation tends to be taking two products, putting them together in some sort of fluid typically that allows for the transfer of these oils and flavors, and lets one turn into two. Like I said before, pretzels are typically made by dough that's being boiled in baking soda and then taken out and baked in the oven. That's how you get a true pretzel. So my assumption at this point is it's a combination of the spices were added to the boiling process, and then they were added on afterwards with either a fine mist, and then when the water evaporated, the flavors held on. Oh, heat in the back now. That's the chili powder.
I'm telling you. It's nuts. Anyways, Tanner tapped his watch. That means we're unfortunately out of time. That being said, before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So we have the mic, the camera, lights. Have fun.
Thank you very much for having me on the show. We love what we do here in Fort McMurray, and there's no reason to plug anyone or anything because you're all great. Thank you. This town has been wonderful to me, and it's been my goal to give back. So for those of you listening today, come on out to Oktoberfest, see what you do, follow us on the socials, look out for our next Sippin' and Givin' series. It's a series where we decide to hold an event for a social profit or a nonprofit organization that doesn't get the big funding but still needs it, and we raise money for them. So please help us help the community.
There we go. Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. See you tomorrow. Peace.